If Sunday's Dvar Torah was about my kids being collectors, then today's Dvar Torah is really, on some level, a lot to do with the fact that I'm not anymore a collector. I'm constantly cleaning and trying to figure out what it is that I could get rid of. So recently, I was cleaning my office and I found a piece of paper that had a nice note on it. And it was actually, ironically, a Dvar Torah for this week. I read it, loved it, and then said, okay, I could get rid of that. But I want to share that with you because I think it's a powerful, powerful idea. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael at Shabbat, lasot et Shabbat l'dorotam b'rit olam. We say that every single week it's Kiddush. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael at Shabbat. The Jewish people have to shomer Shabbat. And we know that in our common language, we have the idea of someone who's a shomer Shabbos and someone who's not a shomer Shabbos. The question is, what does it mean to be Shomer Shabbat? What does it mean to keep Shabbos? And I think that that's a really important question. So the traditional, typical translation that we use is to Shomer Shabbat is to keep Shabbos. What does it mean to keep Shabbos? It means that there's a bunch of laws that I have to do, and if I do those laws, then I'm a keeper of Shabbos. And if I don't, that I'm not keeping Shabbos. And I think that that's where most of us wrap our head around, and that's where most of us have our headspace. But perhaps there's a different possibility. Shomer, what does it mean? So there is a famous answer based on the zemer that we love to sing on Shabbos, ki eshmira Shabbat kel yishmireni. If we keep Shabbat, God will keep us. So what does that mean? And there are tons of stories that would corroborate that this is true. The idea is that if I keep Shabbos, then God will take care of me. There's a relationship. I don't work on Shabbos, and amazingly, I still do well, right? I'm only working 6 weeks, 6 days a week. My competitor works 7 days a week. Again, I'm okay. It works, and sometimes we're even better. It was a true story that when El Al stopped flying on Shabbos years ago, they all of a sudden, they became more profitable. And nobody understood it. But kiyashmira Shabbat kel yishmereini. But perhaps there's a third answer. And this is the answer that I think we truly have to think about. Vaviv shamar et hadavar. Yaakov Avinu, it's the dreams. And he hears them from Yosef, and what does he do? Vaygar bo aviv. He gets angry at his son, whether that's on the outside or the inside, but then it ends off by telling us, vaviv shamar tadavar. His father was what? Was watching. What does watching mean? Watching in anticipation, in hope that it would happen. It's an amazing, amazing possibility. Vaviv shamar tadavar. What was he doing? He was waiting to see, will it in fact happen? That's what he was hoping for. What's the idea of being a Shomer Shabbat? It's someone who longs for Shabbos. Someone who pines for Shabbos. It's someone who all week long says, I cannot wait for Shabbos. Not because I'm going to get to sleep more. And not because I'm going to get to work, but because there is something qualitatively different about the day that I enjoy and I look forward to. That's to be Shomer Shabbat. Which one is it? I think it's all of them. There's no wrong answer. But we spend so much of our time nowadays as laws, do this, don't do this, if you did this, if you don't do this, that we sometimes miss in the laws, we miss the essence. The essence of Shabbos is much more than just a day of do's and don'ts. It's a day that has a special quality. And if something's special, I long for it. I look forward to it. I can't wait for it. That's what Shabbos is supposed to be. It's only Monday. But God willing, it'll be Shabbos before you know it. Have a wonderful day.